We'll begin today's service with a responsive reading that is in your bulletin, and your part is the part with the candle. Though Christ 1,000 times in Bethlehem be born, if he's not born in thee, thy soul is all forlorn. We behold in Jesus the Christ. Christ said, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly. Let's do the last part together, okay? Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom can be no variation, neither shadow that is cast by turning. And we'll all rise now for the second hymn of the day, Silent Night.
With thy heavenly love.
So during this Advent season, we've explored the familiar stories of Jesus' birth, recorded in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke. We've been with Mary in Luke's Gospel as she was visited by the angel Gabriel, and we've heard her response to the upcoming birth of the Christ child. Let it be with me according to your word. And we have rejoiced with her when she declared, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." And in Matthew's Gospel, we experienced Joseph's story, witnessed his love for Mary, his willingness and wisdom to follow divine guidance, and his readiness to step into action to protect Mary and the newborn babe. We've heard the angel proclaim to the lowly shepherds, "I am bringing you great news of joy for all the people." And along with the Magi, we followed the star and came to understand their reverence and joy. We too took that journey to Bethlehem. And today, we affirm that as beautiful and inspirational as the Christmas story is, it is not just ancient history. The Christmas story is about now, and the Christmas story is about the future. Future possibilities. It's about an affirmation of our true spiritual identity and an eternal promise, an eternal promise of what we can become. For as Eric Butterworth wrote, "Whatever your perception of the greatest story ever told, one thing is certain, it is the story of the greatest gift ever given." It's the gift that Paul writes about when he says, "The riches of the mystery that has been hidden throughout the ages and generation and has now been revealed, Christ in you, the hope of glory." And isn't it wonderful that Matthew and Luke include in their respective stories about the birth of Jesus, because it helps us to see Jesus in a different light. It helps us to see him as a helpless newborn needing care and protection. And seeing divine love incarnating as a helpless child helps us all know that divine love is made manifest in us this day and always. And the baby Jesus will grow up to become the light of the world and to show us that that same divine light is present in every single one of us. A light that illuminates the spiritual truth of who we truly are. And Jesus came to the earth, this earth, to revolutionize our understanding of God and humankind, to help each one of us awaken to the Christ of our being. So on this sacred Christmas day, we do celebrate the birth of Jesus, our wayshower, so long ago in Bethlehem. And the ritual we are about to engage in also is a celebration of our own spiritual potential, the rebirth of our awareness of the indwelling Christ. For as we read a few moments ago in the responsive reading, the words of the German mystic, who was actually born Johann Scheffler, even though he took a different name later on, his words are, "Though Christ 1,000 times be born in Bethlehem, if he's not born in thee, thy soul is all forlorn." And so the tall lit candle already burning on the altar represents Jesus Christ, our wayshower, the Son of God, the light of God, the Christ personified. As the Gospel John tells us, we visited this the second Sunday in Advent, the Word made flesh and living among us. And so the 12 candles that are not lit are to represent the 12 spiritual powers or qualities of the Christ. These 12 gifts of God were fully realized in Jesus Christ and awakened in the many people he taught and healed throughout his ministry. And in unity, we identify these spiritual powers with the 12 disciples Jesus chose and called. And if you like to look in your bulletin, they're printed in order and the powers that they represent. If you'd like to follow along, you're welcome to do that. So at this point, I'd like to ask Anne Hartupy, our music director, and Paul Henley, the president of our board, to come forward to be our candlelighters today. Thank you both. And so we light the first candle for Peter, the first disciple called, who represents faith, your God-given ability to believe in good even before there is any outward evidence of it, and by believing to bring it into manifestation. And we light the second candle for Andrew's brother, for Peter's brother, Andrew, who represents strength, inner strength, that deeply felt conviction that all is well in spite of any appearance to the contrary, that joyous strength and optimism that sustains our faith even in the face of adversity. And we light the next candle for James, son of Zebedee, who represents wisdom and good judgment. When we turn to our spiritual compass away from the world and align in God's infinite intelligence, we are inspired, guided, and directed in every single aspect of our lives. And we light the next candle for John, who represents love, the clearest expression of God in this life experience. Love is God's own spirit of unity brought to the world in us, the spirit of oneness that connects us with our Creator and with one another. And we light the next candle for Philip, who represents the power of the spoken word. Our words have power and empower us to shape our world. Through this power, we change our thoughts, and born of those thoughts, our feelings and beliefs. So we make a commitment to speak only words of faith, optimism, wisdom, and love. And we light the next candle for Bartholomew, who represents creative imagination, the ability to envision things with our mind's eye that we have not yet seen with our physical eyes. This spiritual power of visualization gives full realization to the ideas that God inspires. We conceive only positive mental images, knowing our lives become what we picture them to be. And we light the next candle for Thomas, who represents spiritual understanding, that deep inner knowing of God's presence revealing itself to us from the Christ within. We know that we are always one with God, absolutely inseparable. And we light the next candle for Matthew, who represents will, our executive decision-making power to choose and decide that brings creative force into action. We shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto us. We light the next candle for James, son of Alphaeus, who represents divine order, the first law of God's universe, and therefore in our lives. Even when things seem to be unorderly, we affirm an underlying order and harmony. And as a result of firm belief in God's perfect order in the universe, we know that our every need is supplied. And we light the next candle for Simon, who represents zeal, our God-given power for sustained enthusiasm to do what needs to be done by us. Zeal is the spiritual power that makes life exciting. Through zeal, we can solve all of our problems and overcome all obstacles. And we light the next candle for Thaddeus, who represents renunciation, the ability to say no, to let go, to forgive. This is our power to release self-defeating thoughts and feelings and to remove ourselves from any self-defeating situations and activities. And we light the final candle for Judas, who represents life, our ability to live and express all of our spiritual faculties on this earth, to live and to learn from our mistakes and ever strive to live up to our spiritual potential. And so the 12 candles that you see aglow represent all the qualities of the Christ, the light of God revealed in Jesus and reflected in each of his disciples. These powers are our gifts just waiting to be brought to life. In the words of Reverend Doug Bodaroff, you and I are a kind of prism through which the light of God shines and reveals all the powers of the divine. And so as we prepare to light our individual candles, please take a moment, if you haven't already done so, to remove the blessing wrapped around the candle and just keep it handy. And while you're doing that, if our other prayer chaplains, Linda Haar and Tom Bullock, will come forward for help, we're going to begin to light your candles in a moment. And just remember, as the candle lighters, just wait 1 second so we can give a couple directions here. As the candle lighters come forward, remember that the source of all this light is from the Christ candle. The candle lighters will hold their candles upright. It's very important. And each of you will bend your candle to the one to be lit so we don't get candle wax all over your nice outfits today. So that's the way we'll do it, okay? We'll continue in this manner, and you may now begin holding the lit candle upright. And as you either await your candles to be lit or once they're lit, well, let's contemplate and take some words into our hearts. First of all, from the first chapter of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. And Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under a bushel basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. And from John 10:34-38, we read, Jesus answered them, Is it not written in your law that I have said, Ye are gods? And so we are on this earth. We are here having this physical experience in order to let our light shine, to be all the attributes of the Christ. Jesus the Christ was the true light, the genuine, perfect, steadfast light that illuminates every human being. So let's all make the commitment right now as you look and gaze at your little candle to absolutely be the light of the world, to let your light illuminate your soul and express out through all creation. Say along with Mary in your heart, Let it be with me according to your word. My soul doth magnify the Lord. You are, as Jesus said, the light of the world. And our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, said, You are on this earth to express all that you can imagine God to be. So ponder this in your heart. And could we dim the house lights for a moment, please? And let's all just raise your candle, raise it high, and holding it aloft, just look around at all the candles in the sanctuary and understand that there is a real light in your soul, all the people around you just waiting to come forth. You can see it, you can feel it, you can know in this sacred moment and always that it is true. And notice also that our Christ candle, our original light, is in no way diminished. It shines just as brightly as it did before and also provides light for this entire sanctuary. This is what it means to magnify the Lord. Let us exercise our powers of will and our power of the spoken word to affirm, I am the light of the world. Say that with me three times. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the light of the world. And so now, take your little blessing that you found on your candle and take a moment to read it and take it into your heart, knowing that this blessing came to you by divine appointment for your special message for the day. It's a blessing just for you, so read it and prayerfully contemplate what it means in your heart. And so now, above all, this is a birthday party, and it's customary on a birthday party to blow out candles, isn't it? So prayerfully and joyfully this Christmas day, you may blow out your candle. And now it's my pleasure to introduce Dean, who absolutely is going to grace us with this gift of music.